creating as an adult shows me that life doesn't have to be like whatever it was.
I knew who I was, but I didn't know that I knew who I was.
It feels different when you create from a space of knowing who you are.
Let's go back to creating a game inside of a world that I know I'm gonna win.
It makes adulting more fun. And like we always say,
get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action. So what's y'all favorite part about adulting?
Go ahead.
You got it.
Oh,
I'll give y'all one.
Yeah. All right.
Are we doing three or one?
Start with one.
Start with one. My favorite part about adulting is agency. Having agency. Controlling the things that I can control and controlling my mind and my... Yeah, that's all I can control is my thoughts. So. So it's just the agency of control. Well, agency is control. Mm-hmm. But just having the agency. Agency is my favorite part of adulting. One of three, my top three.
Okay. My favorite part of adulting, one of three, is actually, and this is, I think it's the decision making. The decision making can be a lot sometimes, but I think the fact that I'm learning the value of my decisions and my perspective and my thoughts, I think that's what I'm enjoying about the decision making, because now I can make my own decisions for my own well-being based off of how I feel or the things that I want in life. And I'm enjoying, I guess, I don't want to say it's accountability. I think it's the ownership of, I don't know, me making decisions, making my own decisions. Sometimes this is frustrating, but I think that's one of my favorite parts, making my own decisions. What about y'all?
Yeah, y'all pretty much said what I was going to say, but being able to craft the world that I would like to live in and be, become the person that I want to be. I think that's probably my favorite part of it, just because when I was younger, it didn't feel like I had as much control. And I mean, granted, I didn't have that much control because, you know, my parents was making sure I was, you know, I wasn't acting a fool and eating erasers and stuff like that, you know, which is good for me. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad. I'm just imagining what kids do.
Comment below. Let us know if y'all was eating erasers.
I wasn't one of the glue eating kids either.
Oh, was y'all chewing on y'all pink caps? That's nasty.
I never got into that. I saw people do it, but I never got into it. But all of that to say, yeah, it's the ability to be able to craft the life that I want and feel in control of it to a degree. Because, you know, what's control really, right?
Control. What's number two?
My next one is actually thinking for myself.
Mm.
Like, actually thinking for myself. Like, not having anybody else's thoughts that I don't want in my mind, or being able to stop the negative thoughts when they arise.
Mm.
So, yeah, thinking my own thoughts. That's thinking my own thoughts as an adult. It's unmatched.
What you about to say?
Well, I was just gonna ask: is thinking your own thoughts a part of being an adult, or is that just
you? For
just
me,
like a feature.
My own thoughts were lost, or my own thoughts were blocked out compared to. That my own thoughts were a lot quieter than other people's thoughts were in my head, or my perception of other people's thoughts or their thinking in my head. Now I can honestly say, these are my thoughts.
So my second favorite thing about being an adult, I would say, is the food. I like being able to buy my own food and make the food that I want, eat the food that I want, and then not be like, this is what I made for dinner. y'all could just go ahead and eat it. Or, like, I don't know. So, one of the times when I was back home before I moved, I had a Reese's bar in the fridge. And I was asked on several occasions, when am I going to eat this Reese's bar? Because it's taking up space. And I love you, parents, if you're watching this. But I'm so happy to have my own fridge, my own cabinets, my own stove and everything. Because I could just leave my Reese's bar in the fridge if I want to. Now, I don't eat Reese's no more. I'm going to figure out how to make my own. But the fact that I can do that, I got my own space in my fridge. So maybe it's just like just having my own space in general. But specifically, the food aspects, my groceries, this is what I eat. You know, I don't have to, you know, finish off the leftovers because there was a huge family size made and it was just me in the house. I could cook for what I'm going to eat or what we're going to eat. And, you know, it's just a different experience out here for me. And I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, I'll definitely say that just reminded me of, before I give my second one, it reminded me of something that I used to love parents, but I used to really dislike the whole, when are you going to move this? I'm tired of looking at it.
Come on.
Because, like, what does that have to do with, close your eye. Like, what do we do?
Why just
leave the
here?
Room. Like, I'm tired of looking at it. What does that have to do with my, this whole other room's in the house. Tired of looking at it. Like, anyway.
You're not love, supposed to be in love, this room.
With love. Tired. Look, I never understood that. Anyway, my second thing, which is really just, all of these are going to be some variation of agency, control over your life. That's really what it's feeling like as we're going through the list. And that's, I'm going to continue that. I think the second thing would be being able to do what I want with my money. That would probably be one of the best things, so I can do things and not necessarily have to ask, like, hey, can I borrow some, can I have some money to get this, blah, blah. It's like, nah, I want it, I buy it. Not with everything, but, you know, general premise.
Yeah.
If I want it, I can go get it. If I don't want to spend my money on that, circulate my money for that item, I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah. I agree. I definitely agree. What about you?
Do I agree? Or what's my third
one?
Oh,
what's your third one?
I do agree. My third one is literally the art of creating. I feel like as an adult, creating is different. Creating is different as an adult as opposed to a child. Because now I have the agency, I have my own thoughts. I'm creating everything. It's a lot more intention with what I'm creating. Like, while I'm creating, but I can intentionally be like, okay, I want to create this exact thing. I'm not doing a good job. I don't feel like I'm doing a good job of explaining what's going on in here, but the act of creating as an adult is amazing.
Because your perspective is different.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You're creating a thing, but at least for me, you're creating a thing, but you're also creating a world outside. Mm-hmm. So this thing is like a trickle effect, a ripple effect.
Mm-hmm. Trickle effect.
It's a trickle.
Trickle.
Yeah, just trickling down. But yeah, like one creation turns into another creation, and just the process of creating in general, like it all start with a thought and then you make it real. Mm-hmm. And then that one thing, it just keeps expounding and compounding, and it's actually fire.
Yeah, it sounds like it's like a deeper understanding of the, I guess, the process of how you create, but also the understanding that this creation is a part of another creation. Like the overall creation of the world and life and your reality.
And I was just going to say, I feel like the ultimate reason for me is because creating as an adult shows me that life doesn't have to be like whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Like I can create whatever I can think of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I would say that speaking to the intentionality of it, like just being intentional in what you do and what you create, but also the decisions that you make and just in every step of your life is something that I found in adulthood. It plays a role into all of the things that we do. Your level of intentionality whenever you're doing things definitely makes a difference. And I just think that I lost my thought.
Create a new one.
All right. So I do think that though the intentionality makes a difference between you getting to where you want to be versus staying where you are, or even moving backwards in a direction that you don't want to go. That's not one of my favorite things, but it's something that is very important, I feel like, in adulthood and in a lot of the things that we're talking about right now as far as our favorite things. Like, even me just being intentional about what groceries I want to buy and where to put my Reese's in the fridge. That's important to me. I would say my number three for my favorite things. What is my number three? I feel like this is literally goes back to, you know what? I'm going to say my number three is, originally I was going to say freedom, but I think my number three is actually that I really enjoy about adulthood is actually learning me, who I am. Like the journey of rediscovering me, it's not always easy, but it's been fun. And just getting back to the things that I enjoy and that I like, or even the things that I've always wanted to do and I was either scared to do or I felt like I couldn't, or I was told that I couldn't do it. Just allowing myself to go on the journey of discovering like who I am is actually been one of my favorite things, because I've been facing fears and I've been making decisions and I've been buying my groceries, but also it just gave me a level of freedom to just enjoy life in a way that I never have before. And I think that I was only able to do this as an adult because I can now make my own choices.
That's good. Imagine being an adult with money.
But coming soon. Y'all gonna be on my Follow Your Joy journey, mm-hmm. And it's just gonna be,
kind of money where you don't have to check. Like, you just know what's there.
You just know what's there.
Like, I met somebody one time. She was like, oh yeah, I'm just shopping for my trip. I think she was going to Italy, or France the next day. And she was like, yeah, I just booked my ticket yesterday. Ticket was like $800. So I just went and got it. It was a good deal. It's my first solo trip. I was like, wow, goals.
right. That's fire. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Fire.
I think that honestly, once I get there, because I remember I was working at the bank, and there was somebody who had, like, there was a lot of money in their account, but it was some type of, like, fraud happening where somebody was just, you know how they make the small transactions first, mm-hmm. and then they'll do, like, a big purchase? They had so much money in their account that they was just like, oh, all right. Like, they didn't care that these small transactions had happened. And they was just like, they got a new debit card, but they was just like, oh, that's fine. Yeah, you don't even gotta file a whole thing. It's all right. You know, and I'm just like,
they only took $100.
Right. Yeah, they're like, I didn't even know it was happening for months. Mm-hmm. It was like, I didn't even know. If you didn't tell me, I wouldn't. Go ahead and give me a new card. But outside of that, don't worry about it. Like, I'm just like, wow.
Yeah, I saw a few examples of that as well. And my third thing would be, which is similar to y'all stuff again. Again, I want y'all to know these are all original thoughts. I didn't just borrow theirs. But I think my last thing is understanding what things mean is probably my favorite. Mm. My last favorite thing. Like, before, when I was a kid, I was an unconscious creator. Like I knew who I was, even in a similar way, like about you talking about knowing who you are. Like I knew who I was, but I didn't know that I knew who I was. Like I think being an adult and knowing what things mean and to know who you are makes it so much more impactful. So when I'm pretty much being a conscious creator as opposed to being an unconscious creator, like it was so much stuff that we were doing naturally that I didn't think about it. So now that I'm an adult and I can see the things that I was doing naturally, it means so much more now for whatever reason, yeah. Just because I have context or maybe some stuff that I'm not doing anymore.
It's like I could actually put a form, I could formulate an idea, articulate what's going on here and put it in a different form.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah, and it's super cool. And I think we were able to do it when we were younger, but we didn't know that we were doing it. So like when I'm, if I was making a song when I was younger and it came out good, I'm like, oh, this is really good. And me not knowing why it came out good, me just being like living in the feeling of like, this came out good. That was enough at the time. Mm-hmm. But like now, when I do it and I see why it works, it's like, ah, this is even more gratifying than just making it. Cause like now I know why this works. And it's similar with like knowing yourself. Before it was like, I knew myself, but I didn't know that I knew myself. So like now getting the experience of knowing what it feels like to know me or to learn me, it's like, oh, this is, yeah, I made that decision because I know me. Like before it used to be like, yeah, I just made a decision. I didn't really think about it. I guess I just, something I did, you know?
Yeah, to that point of like creating something and knowing why it worked, I like that. And it made me think of, for me, it's not even understanding why it worked. For me, it's like the fact that I could, like, if we're sticking on music, I could have a sentence, right? One sentence. And then being able to turn that sentence into an entire song. Mm-hmm. So now we going in, like we're going more in depth into it, or we might be looking at it from different angles depending on what verse you listening to, or you can actually get a little more intricate with it and do more with it. But it all stemmed from this one sentence. It's like a plant. So like as you watch the plant grow, it's like, I raised that plant. I planted that seed. The seed.
I watered that soil.
And it's just like, wow.
See them leaves? Those is my leaves. They their leaves, but they my leaves. I did that.
I was just going to say, I think even going back to not just creating intentionally now, but also just the going back to the idea of like knowing who you are so that you can create intentionally. I think that it feels different when you create from a space of knowing who you are. Because even, like, well, I'll go back to music for a second and then I'll use a different example. But when I used to make songs, originally I was making songs that I heard basically on TV and radio and stuff like that. So that's where my writing stemmed from. And it's like, I'm writing from a space where this is what I know people listen to. Not from a space of like, this is who I am and what I experienced. So now as an adult, because I've experienced more of life and I have more of a perspective and more ideas, I can intentionally create from a space of, this is what I am going through or what I've gone through. This was my experience. And then I'm sharing that with the world. Or even if we use a different example, like outside of music, just in general of talking to people. Not talking to people from a point of like, this is what will get you interested in hearing what I have to say. You're speaking from a space of, I know who I am. So I'm saying these words with intention. I'm saying these words with whatever level of passion or clarity, because it's based off of who I am and not based off of, okay, this is typically what people say. Like even when you were talking about small talk, and I don't know if this was this episode or the last episode.
Last episode.
But when you were talking about learning how to, like, being able to do the small talks, because it's harder to make a deeper connection without even starting with anything.
Like, just like, you don't even know my name.
Right. So.
Never mind. I was about to say something about astrology and all that.
Or what's your sign or something?
Nah, it was going to be an actual question about.
What's your name? What's your sign? As soon as you buy that wine, I just, never mind.
Wow. All right, but like when you think of it like that, it's it goes from a space of I'm talking to you not just because of this random small talk question that everybody asks of, hey, what's your sign? We'll use that as an example since we already said it.
I don't like that small talk question.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like that's just, but that's a small talk question that people actually use. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people when I first meet them, they be like, hey, that what's your name? And then they be like, what sign are you? And it just, I say my sign, they like, either they go, oh, or they go, and like, I don't know much about astrology past what my sign is. So I don't have anything to give to this conversation. But going from a space of, okay, maybe they started on surface level like that, but I could ask a question like, what's something that you were grateful for today? Like, just... That's small talk, but it's a little bit deeper. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's just, like, something different. But I can ask that question sincerely because I am who I am, not because this will let me force a connection and see. Like, it's just, like, this is who I am. Hey, small talk, let's keep it interesting.
Yeah. And I was just going to say, finding yourself as an adult is... It's an amazing journey.
Top tier experience. Like,
I feel like the biggest thing for me, finding myself as an adult, is the fact that I'm able to think. Like, my brain is fully developed. I would like to think so.
Got that frontal lobe.
But being able to think and understand, like you were just talking about, understanding why things happen and being able to, like, go back and be like, literally see situations and be like, wow, that was me. That was definitely me. I didn't have to do that. Or, wow, you know what? I wasn't crazy. I could have done this. And then me thinking about I could have did this. I could have did this. What I did, what I didn't do. Now, I started, like I went, since we went to a technical high school, vocational high school, I went to the website. I got the description of the class and what certifications I actually got, what was I learning. I put it in a note, and now all the stuff that I'm learning now, I'm gonna put in that note and just create a note of everything that I did. So I'm basically creating a resume for myself so I don't disqualify myself. So I could just go back to it like, you know what? I did this before. I actually went to school for marketing. I know I might not be the best, but I have an idea of what I could do. So I can use little pieces to, let's go back to creating the world that I know I'm gonna win. Mm. Like playing, creating a game inside of a world that I know I'm gonna win. So I take these little pieces of things that I did. Now I can focus on this one aspect. Like, so I said, art is what I'm focusing on. I could take all the marketing, the tech draft and stuff that I learned and added into it, and I can learn, I'm learning new things. I was speaking Spanish. I can add Spanish stuff, cultural elements. I'm Jamaican. I could take cultural elements and do different things. I love fashion. I used to love sneakers. I don't like sneakers no more. I could do something sneakers versus boots. They used to call me Boots. What if I draw me looking like Boots, wearing some boots?
Hey, yo, that's hilarious.
But it's
I was going to say, it's super cool. And I think that's another part of it, which is still like the conscious creating portion, right? It's being able to know that I'm taking this thing and using it for something else. Kind of like seeing everything kind of build off of each other. It's just a really cool thing. And I think it's a subtle thing, but it's being able to understand the moment that you're in. I think that's a lot more. Because when you're younger, you're just in it. Like, you don't even really understand what the moment means, really. But when you get to an adult and you get to the point where you're paying attention, it's like you're in it, but you also understand what the moment means. And I think that's such a cool just element of it, because it's so much, I guess, power in knowing what the moment is. So when you show up now, it's like, I know what I have to do. On top of you getting lost in it, it's like, I know exactly what I have to do, and I can get lost in it. So it's like, it's just like the best of both worlds, at least to me.
My honorable mention is awareness. You could go.
Oh, go ahead.
Honorable mention would be awareness. Like, just literally being aware. So being aware of the present moment, being aware of how I actually feel, being aware of what's going on around me, just being aware. And I found out that one of the things that's been holding me back, what I've been allowing to hold me back, was overthinking. So even being aware of that, I could give myself time to overthink. So when I'm planning, putting stuff together, I can allow myself to overthink. What do I want? What don't I want? What can go wrong? What can go right? If I give everything I have, will I be 51% certain that we're going to be good? Like, give yourself time. It was from whatever that video was, when the dude was talking about put you good at in this hand, put what's holding you back. So it's a thing of giving myself time for the things that I've been allowing to hold me back to actually have a space to exist. So now when I'm actually doing the stuff, I already got that overthinking out, already got the perfectionism out. Now I'm literally focusing on this thing.
You know what that's called? Project management.
Put that on my resume.
But I definitely, I feel that on a spiritual level. I feel like understanding the moment that you're in, pulling from all your experiences, is something that's like, it makes adulting more fun, because then you can show up in rooms a lot more confidently, and especially also when you are aware of all of the things, all of the factors that go into whatever you're doing, and just like aware of yourself, being self-aware is important. But I think that it all makes for a better adulting experience. I will say I am going to definitely look at the description of the things that I learned in high school, so I could see what certification I got, but then also what certifications I would have gotten, or if I would have continued like beyond high school. Because now I'm back on my culinary journey. But I will say, my honorable mention for adulting, like one of my favorite things of adulting is, and this might be like a two-parter, but not being in school, but also being a student of life.
Oh, that's good.
I didn't realize it. Well, I knew it. Like, I have a lot of interests, but I actually really love the fact that I've been learning so much stuff. So many of the things that I'm interested in that go beyond just sitting in a classroom. And some of the things, like, I love a good certification, but some of the things, like, I can just learn just because I want to learn. Like, when it comes to, most of the things in life and in this world, like, we don't actually need a degree or certificate to get the information in this day and age that we're in, or even to use it to build a business or anything like that. Like, a lot of the things that I'm interested in, I don't have to sit in a classroom to get the information if I don't want to. And like we always say, life is the best teacher. Experience is the best teacher. And I've been allowing myself to actually get the information and experience it and use it. That's the other thing. I've been using the information, and that's been helping me make space in my brain to actually get more information, but also to make sure that I'm really learning what I just took in. Because in school, I feel like, well, now I learned, well, I already told y'all this, but I finally learned how I learned. So in school, I was going based off of rote memory. So I'm just like I'm learning stuff to memorize it to pass the test. And I did very great at that. But I don't really remember a lot of the things that I learned or that I regurgitated in school because I didn't really learn them. So now learning how I actually learn, but also allowing myself to learn more through experience and not devaluing that because it didn't come with a price tag or a certificate or a degree. Or hours of sitting in a classroom and being lectured. It's like, it's been a fun experience. So I think my honorable mention is literally not being in school, but being a lifelong learner. Cause I'm really learning so much stuff and y'all don't even know. It's about to be a lot of things happening, but I'm enjoying it.
My only honorable mention, which is similar to what you guys were saying, but just being able to choose. Not before, I didn't know I was able to choose anything, right? Being able to actually choose and realizing, like, what I have an actual say. Like, I can choose the direction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me. Yeah, so, you. Oh, word. Say less. You got direction. But, yeah, being able to set the direction, like, just, like, steer the ship, make sure that I can set the intention of where I'm going, what I'm learning, what I'm doing. It's such an underrated thing to me because I don't think most people even realize when they get to adulthood that they can choose to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't like this, you can choose to do something else. Mm-hmm. It's like you want to learn something else, you can choose to do that. So just being able to choose is really probably my last one. Again, which still feels like the same overarching thing.
Yeah.
But
they all tie into each other.
I will say my final honorable mention is the ability to change your mind. I think that a lot of people feel like they can't change their minds, and as kids especially, we feel like, all right, I have to do this thing, I'm not able to change my mind, but you can change your mind. And I really love that. I love that a lot. So y'all got any other final thoughts on adulting? What's your favorite thing?
I don't.
All right.
No, just have fun adulting, y'all.
I love being an adult.
Comment below and let us know what your favorite thing about adulting is. Is it autonomy? Is it nothing at all? Just let us know in the comments. If you made it this far, drop a blue heart in the comments. But also, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload.
Ding.
And yeah, I'm Shakoya D.
Bodman Breezington Ear.
Your humble friend, Damani.
And thank you for joining us on the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray.
We will see you guys next week. Enjoy your day. Sweet. If you like this episode, you're going to love the one that's linked somewhere on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Adios.
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, give me another J.
Get out of my face. Get out of my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.